But I think obviously AI and IT should give us now a great opportunity to empower the passenger and allow the passenger more customization of product and more ability to influence the way they structure the journey. I think Fly Atlantic, we're certainly exploring that, and WOW indeed did a lot of work in exploring the options there. It's quite a long lead time from exploring something in the lab, if you like, to rolling it out for passengers. And I don't want to give away too many of our secrets or ideas at this point, but we'd like to be out there, you know, on the cutting edge when it comes to innovating and using AI in particular to improve a customer experience and give the customer a feeling of control. I think what has been lost in the last 20 or 30 years is this feeling of empowerment and control. Because you think back to flying in the 60s or 70s. I'm not quite that old. I can't really remember much about flying in the 60s, although I did fly in the 60s. But there was a sense that flying was quite a special experience. It was an experience for the few rather than the many. But you know, you didn't actually feel as if you were a commodity being bagged and loaded onto an aircraft. You felt that you were a customer and that you had a degree of control over the passenger experience. You know, we don't want to go back to the 60s, but we do want to kind of restore some of that that feeling of empowerment, I think.